This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on our call-in line rooms. So head on over there to discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Whether it's freedom of speech in the media or, which we talked about the first hour with the cable franchise fee situation, it's still somewhat confusing, but maybe good news instead of the bad news that's being reported. We'll bring you more of that as we learn more over time. But in other news, what about that caravan?
What caravan? I thought they just disappeared. They went back home, right?
Well, interestingly, there's actually a CNN piece here that observes Trump has stopped talking about the caravan as of Election Day, curiously, where earlier, you know, for the weeks running up to the election, Trump was all about tweeting about the caravan.
Well, the conspiracy theory was that it was actually a Republican scam, and they blew it out of proportion because they're, you know, if you ever saw the caravan itself and the video, what year was it from?
You're claiming the video was falsified,
or was it even from this year? And who were these people?
You know, is there evidence for this theory?
Oh, I don't. Who I want to see a real video of the caravan. Mm-hmm. I want to know where they're at. Why are they not talking about it anymore? Was it just for the election to get the conservatives out because they want that wall built and they don't want them illegals coming in and taking their jobs?
Well, from October 16th through November 6th, which was Election Day, President Donald Trump sent 45 tweets, according to CNN Politics, mentioning the border between the United States and Mexico. Between October 16th and October 31st, he sent 9 tweets referring to the caravan of migrants making their way across Mexico. Here's a typical tweet. Quote, "Many gang members and some very bad people are mixed into the caravan heading to our southern border. Please go back. You will not be admitted into the United States unless you go through the legal process. This is an invasion of our country, and our military is waiting for you." In fact, at one point, there were headlines about how he sent 5,200 troops down to the border, including tanks and, you know, other military vehicles. Since November 6th, however, which has now been several days, more than a week since November 6th, Trump hasn't mentioned the so-called caravan once in a tweet. He's used the word border one single time in a tweet on November 9th in which he tweeted out a link to, quote, "presidential proclamation addressing mass migration through the southern border of the United States," unquote, and said essentially that he was trying to push people entering the country illegally to specified ports of entry. That discrepancy between Trump's rhetoric in the run-up to the election and his rhetoric after it exposes, beyond a shadow of a doubt, what most neutral observers initially suspected, that Trump's decision to seize on the caravan of migrants making their way across Mexico in hopes of entering the United States was 100% a political ploy to rev up his base.
Yep.
To read Trump's tweets or listen to one of his speeches at the slew of campaign rallies in the final week of the midterm campaign, you would have thought the caravan, a horde of pillaging intruders, was on the verge of crossing into the United States intent on destroying everything in its path. Quote, this is from Trump again. "If you don't want America to be overrun by masses of illegal aliens and giant caravans, you'd better vote Republican."
You sound more like, you don't sound like Trump, you sound like PC principal from South Park.
I don't know how to, I'm not trying to do Trump that hard. Anyway, time and time again over the final days, Trump repeated his mantra, quote, "this will be the election of Kavanaugh, the caravans, law and order, tax cuts, and common sense." And to some extent, Trump's strategy worked. Roughly 1 in 4 voters said immigration was the most important issue facing the country. 75% of that group voted for Republicans in the House, while just 23% voted Democrat. Fear, as Trump learned in the 2016 election, is an extremely powerful political motivator. There were anecdotes from all over the country as the campaign came to a close, in which voters said they were very worried about a group of migrants storming into the United States and endangering them and their way of life, which is, of course, a ridiculous fear. The idea that these people who, you know, whether or not it was a conspiracy, Conan, presuming they exist, presuming that the migration is real, these are people who are looking for a better life for themselves. They're trying to escape from Honduras, trying to escape a terrible government, a worse government than this one, ostensibly.
Which some may argue is just blowback from U.S. meddling in their governments and in their countries.
Namely the war on drugs.
The war on drugs is the big one, yeah.
This quote from Carol Shields, 75-year-old woman living in northern Minnesota, about the idea of members in the group occupying people's lake houses in the state is indicative of the effectiveness of the Trump fear. Quote, "What's to stop them? We have a lot of people who live on lakes in the summer and winter someplace else. When they come back in the spring, their house would be occupied."
What? That they're worried about squatters in Minnesota.
In northern Minnesota on a lakefront.
From people that are somewhere in, like, the middle of Mexico right now.
Well, Daryl, it might not happen this year. It might happen 2 years from now when they finally make it up that far. Who knows?
To be clear, there was never any evidence that what Trump was saying about the caravan was true. When Trump began to talk about the migrants in mid-October, they had just crossed into Mexico and were hundreds of miles from the U.S. border. His claim that, quote, "criminals and unknown Middle Easterners are mixed in," unquote, with the group, lacked any proof. Pressed later on that claim, Trump admitted, quote, "there's no proof of anything, but they could very well be." He just basically admitted he lied. But now, with the election night 8 days in our rearview mirror and with only a handful of uncalled races remaining, the bald cynicism of Trump's rhetoric on the migrants and his decision to send 5,000 U.S. troops to protect the border is totally revealed. If the caravan was such a threat to the country in the middle of October, so much so that Trump dispatched troops to the border to deal with the so-called threat, then how can they be less of a threat today? They're closer to the border than they were 3 weeks ago. In fact, on Tuesday, the leading edge of the caravan, those traveling in the buses, reached the border crossing near Tijuana. And in fact, I've got the news story about that coming up, because that's what I saw in the headlines. I'm like, really? How could they get there so fast? The buses. That explains it. Because, again, the last I heard was earlier this week or this weekend that they were in Mexico City. Or right. Maybe it was late last week, but certainly with not enough time to walk from Mexico City to the border. And yet silence from Trump, points out CNN Politics. If this was truly a major threat to the country's safety and well-being, wouldn't you expect the president of the United States, who built his entire presidential campaign around his tough stance on illegal immigration, to be speaking out about it forcefully right about now? Well, of course you would. That Trump hasn't said a word about the caravan since the election is proof positive this was all a political ploy from beginning to end. Trump was worried the GOP base wasn't as fired up as the Democratic one, and rightly, was worried that such a passion disparity could lead to major losses in the 2018 election. So when he saw the news that the group of migrants was moving toward the U.S., he seized on it and wouldn't let go until, that is, the election ended. Now, Conan, you say that now, do you believe this? Or this
I know that immigrants have been coming into this country every year.
Right. But
my question is, what the hell spurred this huge influx of peoples, all with flags, all with nice clothing, all at the same time? They're on buses. There are all video and photos are well put together. It's like somebody set this up. And the question is who set it up?
Well, the claim is it's a group called Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is People Without Borders. It's a group of people who encourage migrations like this. And now, if you're going to claim that the conservatives are secretly behind that group, that would be a very interesting thing to prove.
Not generally, the conservatives would say that it's George Soros.
George Soros has given money to this institution.
Okay, well, that's who's ostensibly behind this, Conan. That's been all over the news. This hasn't been a secret.
But this group wasn't just created this year.
It's been around.
Right. So, I mean, why is this the first caravan that we're experiencing?
It's not the first one. There was one earlier this year that was much smaller, and this is the biggest one. This is the historically large.
This is the biggest one in, like, 10 to 15 years.
Correct. So let's talk about what's happening with them right now. USA Today has a story, as do others, that the first waves of the migrant caravan have arrived at the U.S.-Mexican border near Tijuana today, or excuse me, yesterday. And we'll tell you what happened coming up here in moments. There's photos of people just jumping right over that fence. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves with us. You can weigh in on immigration or whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, and take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. It's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, we can talk more about the idea of borders generally. Daryl, you've got a story from Forbes about
yes.
that topic. And with you, by the way, in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget about AnyPay. It's a great system that allows you to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you're running a real-life business with a cash register, if you've taking payments from customers for whatever it's products or services, and you want to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Zen or some of the other ones out there, you can do that through AnyPay. Go to AnyPay.global. You can sign up there, and the sign-up process is super easy. There's no paperwork. There's no filling out forms. All you got to do is create a username and password, and you are into the site. And then you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end and then just load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. You're accepting crypto that fast. And it is super easy. Go to anypay.global to get started. That's anypay.global. As we continue here, the news reporting that apparently the first waves of the migrant caravan have arrived at the U.S.-Mexican border near Tijuana as of yesterday. But the vast majority of Central Americans remain more than 1,000 miles away, trying to pick up their pace in their quest to seek asylum. The roughly 350 migrants who reached the border were part of a smaller splinter groups who grew impatient with the caravan's progress, preferring to forego the security of traveling in numbers to more quickly file their asylum claims in the United States, according to local authorities and migrant advocates. So they basically wanted to get there before the crowd.
And maybe actually get in before this, the rest of this. Maybe 14,000 estimate get there.
The estimates have...
They're all over the
place. They've ranged wildly. I mean, they're now saying 5,000 here in this story, but I did see one report of 14,000 a couple of weeks ago, but that was after they were saying 7,000. So they're saying here an estimated 5,000 migrants spent Monday night in the central Mexican city of Guadalajara before enduring another round of frustration during their attempts to move farther north on Tuesday. More than 2,000 more migrants have received temporary visas to stay in Mexico. State government of Jalisco organized buses to take the migrants to the next state to the north, Nayant, where they expect to have other buses waiting for them to continue the trek north, according to a statement from Pueblos Sin Fronteras, a migrant advocacy group traveling with the caravan, and ostensibly the group that started the caravan, that essentially fomented the creation of it down in Honduras. The buses dropped off the migrants 55 miles away from Nayant, leaving the migrants stranded. Pueblos Sin Fronteras said in a statement, quote, "This is a clear decision by the Jalisco state government to get us out of Guadalajara. It puts at risk the physical integrity, security, and health of thousands of families with children who are being left in the darkness of the early morning." Despite the new round of difficulties, Guadalajara marked the halfway milestone for the caravan, which set out October 12th. So, yeah, maybe you're right, Daryl. Over the whole time, it may take about 2 months to get through all of Mexico. Or actually, all of Mexico and Honduras. Again, they start from Honduras. So starting October 12th, from San Pedro Sula, Honduras, has traveled roughly 1,400 miles so far. Caravan inched through Central America and southern Mexico, enduring brutal heat, torrential downpours, and logistical complications. Now, Conan, you had said earlier that there's a certain conspiracy theory here suggesting that this group of migrants doesn't even exist? That you want to see evidence? You don't believe the photographs?
I believe these photographs.
You do? Okay.
I want to know that they're all from this year. Mm-hmm. I think that, and I want to see the entire scope of the group. I mean, these are all, you know, professionally taken to really produce a big look. A lot of people, a lot of numbers. So I don't really know. And people are saying 14,000. There might only be 1,000. Total, throughout the entire march.
Well, if it's 1,000 or 14,000, it's still a large group of people that you could find, right?
1,000, it wouldn't be a blip in the bucket.
It's going to be a large group of people. 1,000 people is noticeable.
But when I see everyone standing at camera attention, you know, holding their flags, you know, these well-fed people. And by the way, let me mention this, too, because... I was in Honduras for 2 months in 2000.
What for?
Military.
Military, okay.
So, and I was in the good section, and this is Tegucigalpa, where supposedly a lot of these people are coming from. This is the capital of Honduras. So I was in the good section, and I was in the bad, bad section. The one thing that I didn't notice was these are short people, and these are lean people. I did not see a whole lot of fatties. They're a lean folk.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm seeing well fed individuals. And my question is, these are, what exactly are they escaping? Because they obviously had enough to eat. They all have nice clothes, but I'm seeing a lot of big girls.
Well, nobody has said that Honduras is in as dire economic straits as, like, let's say Venezuela, where people are actually, you know, they're losing weight because they're malnourished.
I have seen pictures of storekeepers in Venezuela, before and after pictures.
Yep.
You know,
scary stuff.
You know, 30, 40, 50 pounds lost. I'm not seeing that on these people. These people look, they got meat on them.
We're also talking about people that have, marched somewhere around 1,100 miles. You're not going to have malnourished people that can't cross the street marching 1,100 miles.
Sure. There's no doubt about that.
They should look a little leaner than they are if they have done 1,100 miles, Daryl.
Well, who knows where all of them had joined the march.
I'd also, because the pictures that I'm seeing, I'm not seeing, quote unquote, fat people.
I haven't seen it either.
I didn't say fat
you
people.
You said fatties.
You made it sound like you were talking
you
about
said
fat people.
Fatties.
I've seen some big people. Not American fat, but I've seen some bigs. Here's what I'm saying. 20 years ago, didn't see it. I saw a lot of lean people, and these were well-off people. They had jobs, they had houses. And they're lean.
Well, they're not escaping Honduras because there's no food there. That is not what I've heard. What I've heard is it's a dangerous, violent place. The government is extremely corrupt.
That is true. When you have ATM machines with armed civilians with shotguns, the ATM machines were everywhere. But
you saw that 20 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah.
Another thing I remember is the way that they would defend their perimeter of their buildings is they would set up cinder block walls,
mm-hmm.
Six, seven, 8 feet tall, some more, and they would take bottles. They would break bottles and they would stick it in the mortar, so the entire perimeter of their walls would be nothing but broken bottles.
Meaning, if you were trying to scale up the
wall, you'd get shredded.
Gotcha.
They were making it work.
Wow, interesting.
And I saw the shanty towns. I saw the homes on the sides of hills. I mean, stacked in like cordwood. I mean, just basically boxes.
So, Conan, let me ask this question.
No windows, no doors, but everyone had a power pole, and everyone was watching their side. Oh, and during the football,
yeah.
The football event, they'd be out in the streets firing their rifles, firing their guns when they went. It was a good thing they won when we were there.
What's the question?
I'll hold the question.
All right, we'll continue. You're going to bring the question back here in a moment with Conan and the migration, which apparently some of them, maybe about 350 of them, have actually already made it to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to reports. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump spoke on Wednesday with California Governor Jerry Brown to offer support as the state deals with catastrophic wildfires. That's a shift in tone from earlier when both were debating over how the fires were started. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke also traveled to California, as did FEMA Director Brock Long.
Our goal at FEMA is to support Governor Brown with achieving his response and recovery goals. I want to make sure that there's, we're bringing to bear everything that we can from federal resources.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. McCarthy did address some of the GOP House midterm losses today. Frequent President Trump critic, attorney Mike Levinetti, was reportedly arrested on charges of felony domestic violence when he seriously injured his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line room. Head on over to discord.lrn.fm as we continue here talking about the migrants, some of which have apparently hopped on some buses, about 350 estimated of the thousands of the estimated migrants down in the Mexico City, Guadalajara region, are at the border already in Tijuana. And they just didn't want to wait around. They didn't want to walk the rest of the way. They could afford the bus trip or whatever. So they decided they wanted to get a head start and get to the border sooner rather than later. Now, what has actually happened since they've arrived, I'm still trying to determine. There's a story at the Washington Post that gets into a little more detail about that. But, Daryl, you had a question for Conan, and I want to make sure we can get to that. But also, I do want to remind you about Anarchapulco. So if you want to go and check out Mexico, well, then join Free Talk Live, because we're going to be down in the Guerrero State in Acapulco.
Yeah, we need feet on the ground. We need some of our own journalists to go down there and report. That'd be nice.
Well, all I could really tell you about is that Acapulco is a beautiful city. There are, wonderful places to eat there outside of the resort, because Anarchapulco happens on a resort. if you want to know what Acapulco is like, you got to leave the resort, right? You got to actually go into the city.
Right.
And we have done that a number of times over the last couple of years when we've attended this event, and it's been great.
Don't drink the water.
Hmm?
Take your own water.
Well, actually, you couldn't even drink the water in Austin when I was down there recently. There was a boil.
Oh yeah, they had a boil alert
for
just
weeks.
A couple weeks ago.
For weeks, it was going on. It was still going when I went there, and it had been going for a couple of weeks. So, well, anyway, go to anarchapulco.com. You can learn about the event. Actually, earlier this week, we interviewed Dana Martin. I think it was Monday night. So, if you want to get a good half hour on what is going to be happening, what some of the plans are, some of the guest speakers, you can go and download Monday night's show. It's the first thing we did on the show Monday. Go to freetalklive.com. To do that. But mark your calendar, because this is going to be the biggest libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist event on the planet. It is heading towards a sellout. It was a sellout in 2018. They're making it bigger. They're taking over the entire resort this time, and they're going to have multiple stages this time around. It's going to be huge, and already it's two-thirds of the way to being sold out. So go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You get 15% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Speaker is going to be covering a lot of different topics, everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's a beautiful location. It's February 14th through the 17th. And once again, that's coming up soon. We're 3 months away. Basically at this point. So anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. We will look forward to seeing you there as we continue. Daryl, you had a question for Conan.
He doesn't have a question. He has a statement. He's mad that I said big people.
No, I have a question.
Tell me.
It sounds like either you think that there are people coming and they're being funded by some secret organization, or you think that the whole thing is a hoax. I can't figure out which one it is, and that's not my question.
If it's funded by secret people, then it is, in fact, a scam. It's a scam. For whatever reason, it depends on whoever's funding it. It's their bias, and it was, I don't know, it was the conservatives because they wanted to rile up the conservatives in this last election, or it's Soros because he's trying to do what he does, or it's Maduro in Venezuela, and he's trying to, you know.
He doesn't have any money.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, there's money involved here just to feed these people.
So,
not to mention the buses.
Donald Trump tweeted a few weeks ago that the people are illegally coming to the country, which, like, trying to come to the United States is not illegal.
Right.
He also said that Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador should have stopped these people from leaving the countries. Do you think that the Central American countries should have done something to prevent people from leaving?
I think those other Central American countries probably wanted these people to get the hell on and get out, not ravage their own countries.
Well, that could be where, not to defend Trump here, but on his statement about them illegally coming, ostensibly they did break the law when they crossed into Mexico without asking.
All right, here's another way to look at it. All right, so
it's not Donald Trump's job to enforce
the Mexican law. He's the world's policeman. Of course it's his job. All right, but here's the question. All right, so these countries, they act like all other countries, and their land is their land, even though it's the people's. So what if it was your yard? You've got 40 acres, and a certain swath of your property, it gets inhabited by squatters, or someone decides to take a shortcut through your property to get to the other side, and before you know it, it turns into a road. A common use road.
You're saying they're going to trample the plants or something like that?
Well, no, I'm
making the Hoppian argument that the entire country belongs to every person that lives in the country.
Well, no, he's asking about your yard. Trespassing.
No, I'm turning this into your private property. How do you handle it? What would you do to these illegals, these squatters that are just walking through your property?
Well, if they're walking through, they're not squatters by definition.
They could decide to, you know, there could be in,
if they stay and
there could,
sleep
there, could,
there,
yeah, there could be some that stay.
Then they're squatters. That much is true. Or campers, I mean, because they may not be in a home,
but if you knew they were just moving on and they weren't going to stay, what would you do? Would you allow them? Would you maybe go?
Like, if it's a piece of property, you're asking, you know, like, I have a really huge piece of property.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's only a third of an acre.
If they accidentally step on my tulip, I'm not shooting the 8-year-old.
No, I'm saying,
You're making a Hoppian argument that I'm not going to fall into because it's a fallacious argument.
Well, you asked me. You asked me
a question.
You asked me what I would say. What I thought about Trump's.
No, I asked if you agreed with Trump. These countries should not have allowed people to leave the country.
I think these countries should not have allowed them to enter their country in the first place.
So the people that were born and raised in Honduras should not have ever been allowed in Honduras?
No. The other countries, the countries they walked through.
So wait, you're saying...
Including Mexico.
You're saying you believe that government should enforce border restrictions?
Here's the thing. And this
yes,
is,
he's making the Hoppian border argument.
Here's the thing. I'm open borders. I'm anti-socialist. If we are going to have a socialist country, then yes, in that case, I support borders.
Oh, no, Conan!
He's making the Hoppian
however,
argument.
So you keep saying Hoppian, that's like some author or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so there's this guy, Hans Hermann Hoppe,
Hoppe,
who makes, and I've heard it pronounced Hoppe, Hoppe, Hoppe,
You almost sound like you're saying Harpy.
Get to the Hoppe.
Hoppian.
Get to the Hoppe.
But he makes the argument that since there are 320 million people in the United States, that every inch of unclaimed land within the United States of America is owned by 320 million Americans, and therefore...
Yes, I know that. Yeah, and I'm not making that argument. I'm not defending that.
I'm making the Hoppian argument. Yeah. And therefore, since I am 1/320 millionth of a property owner, I can say whether someone can or cannot be on that piece of land, and nobody else has any say over if I say no, nobody else can say...
That doesn't sound like what Conan's saying. Conan's saying, oh, there's socialism, so therefore we need border enforcement.
Conan's
Is
saying,
that what you're saying?
If there's going to be socialism, there needs to be borders.
So you're calling for a police state?
I am not, because I don't support socialism.
But how do you keep the people out? Unless you have a police state.
The people aren't bothering me. If they come onto my property, I'm going to shoot them.
So wait, are you in favor of open borders or not?
I support open borders.
So the people that are...
But as long as the socialist state exists...
You want to have a police state.
To keep them out of the country.
You're not getting me. I don't support either. I don't support the borders. I don't support the police state. The welfare state.
You keep saying as long as there's a socialist.
Should people be allowed to move to the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
Without asking permission.
But if they're going to take advantage of the welfare state, now we have a problem. See, this is the problem. That's what I just said.
Okay, but you keep saying if there's a welfare state, then there should be border enforcement.
I don't support either. But I understand the conservative argument. They're afraid of these guys taking advantage of the welfare state.
Yeah, I mean, I understand fear as well. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on air call in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on in there if you want to get on the radio here with us and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. You can do that here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight is Ian.
And Cody.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can go online over to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our email list if you want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You know, beyond just listening to the show, you can follow the email list and sign up for that over at freetalklive.com. The sign-up box is right there toward the top, front center of the website. You'll see it there. It's pretty obvious. freetalklive.com. Just drop your email in there, and we will send you an email, usually no more than once a week, unless there's something super, super urgent. It's usually typically once a week. And it's one of the myriad of free services we offer to you over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here talking about the border situation where apparently several hundred people or a few hundred people, maybe as many as 350 according to some estimates, of the caravan of Central Americans have arrived in Tijuana. This story from the Washington Post here that the migrants in the caravan of Central Americans arrived by the hundreds Wednesday, getting their first glimpse of the robust U.S. military presence that awaits them after President Donald Trump ordered thousands of troops to the border. Several hundred people got from the caravan got off buses and made their way to a shelter on the Mexican side near the border to line up for food. Doctors checked those fighting colds and other ailments, while several dozen migrants, mostly men, spent the night at a Tijuana beach that is cut by a towering border wall of metal bars. Several Border Patrol agents in San Diego watched them through the barrier, separating the U.S. and Mexico. American troops carrying machine guns stood near the agents next to recently installed concertina wire atop a stretch of the barrier. The first wave of migrants in the caravan. As I was looking for these stories early on tonight, I spotted one that claimed that they were piling over the wall, but no one was doing anything. But I couldn't find that story again. So I don't know if that one's true or what. I don't remember what the source was. This one claiming there are indeed troops. The other claiming that there were no troops to be found. The first wave of migrants in the caravan, which became a central theme in the recent U.S. election, although, as we pointed out earlier from CNN, they looking at Trump's tweets, he stopped tweeting about the caravan ever since the election, curiously. The bulk of the main caravan appeared to be at 1,100 miles from the border, but has recently been moving hundreds of miles a day by hitching rides on trucks and buses. Many of the new arrivals were waiting in Tijuana to make their next step to enter the U.S., either by illegally crossing the border or by seeking asylum at a port of entry. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited U.S. troops at the same time, posted at the border in Texas, and said the deployment provides good training for war, despite criticism that the effort is a waste of taxpayer money and a political stunt. Most of the troops are in Texas, more than 1,500 miles from where the caravan is arriving.
So, Ian, quick question. What's the source on the story that you have?
This is the Washington Post as of today.
I found something from the New York Post.
Okay.
About the group climbing fences in San Diego.
That's what I want to hear about.
Apparently, the 80 members of the group that split off from the 3,600 migrants in Mexico City were members of the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, one of the members here said, whenever we arrived at a stopping point, the LGBT community was the last to be taken into account in every way. So our goal was to change that and say, this time, we're going to be first.
Yeah.
So it seems like it was a coordinated effort by... you know, a minority of this group to say, you know what, let's go ahead, find some buses, head to Tijuana, and then get there first.
What a surprise. Mostly Catholic population is hostile towards LGBT. Huh.
Yeah.
Shocker. Now, is there something in there also about them scaling the wall, ostensibly in San Diego / Tijuana? Or?
Yeah, it says several people jumped or crawled through openings in the fence on Sunday, but quickly ran back when Border Patrol approached.
Okay.
So they did cross, but then they crossed back when approached by Border Patrol. Doesn't mention anything about military, and then I'm reading through to see if there's anything else in here about that.
Tijuana shelters in 2016 housed Haitians who came by the thousands after making their way from Brazil with plans to get to the U.S. Since then, several thousand Haitians have remained in Tijuana finding work. Some have married local residents and enrolled in local university.
Why'd they go through Brazil? Why'd they go just north and go up through Miami the way they do it now?
I don't know. Good question.
That's very interesting.
This was 2016, apparently.
Right.
Mexico has been excellent. We have no complaint about Mexico. The United States remains to be seen, says Josue Vargas, a migrant from Honduras who finally pulled into Tijuana on Wednesday after more than a month on the road. Douglas Matute, age 38, of Honduras, said he arrived Wednesday in a convoy of 9 buses. He joined the caravan with his brother to flee violence and poverty, said he heard rumors that Canada and European countries would offer work visas, and said he was also holding out hope the U.S. Congress would pave the way for him to legally enter the country. Until a clearer picture emerged, he said he would stay in Tijuana and would not attempt to cross the border illegally. A few people pitched tents at the Tijuana Beach Plaza, while most, like Henry Salinas, age 30, of Honduras, planned to sleep out in the open. He said that he intended to wait for thousands more in the caravan to arrive, and that he hoped to jump the fence in a large group at the same time, overwhelming Border Patrol agents. He said, quote, "It's going to be all against one, one against all of Central America against one, and one against Central America, all against Trump, and Trump against all." So you gotta, you know, I gotta hand it to these folks. If there is a significant portion of this group who feels as this gentleman does, and that is certainly how it's being made out in the media, is that this is what the intention is to use mass numbers to overwhelm the American forces and get into the country. I think that's heroic. I think it's courageous. I love it. and I wish them success. I hope that the troops do not show up and start firing on these people.
Yeah, I hope this is not a Tijuana massacre.
New York Post says that Defense Secretary James Mattis said that he would travel to the area on Wednesday, first visit since the military announced more than 7,000 troops would be sent to the border. And there have been people slamming this as a political stunt. Mattis says, we don't do stunts in this department.
Talking tough.
Yeah. There's also some kind of statement of, if somebody throws a rock, then we'll shoot guns.
Typical of the government.
Oh, that's something Trump said last week, is something about rock throwers. Don't be throwing rocks at our soldiers because they're going to shoot.
On Tuesday, a couple dozen migrants did scale the steel border fence to celebrate their arrival, chanting, yes, we could. One man dropped over on the U.S. side briefly as border agents watched from a distance. He then ran quickly back to the fence. Tijuana's head of migrant services, Cesar Palencia Chavez, said authorities offered to take migrants into shelters immediately, but they initially refused. He said they wanted to stay together in a single shelter. At this time, that's not possible because shelters are designed for smaller groups and generally offer separate facilities for men, women, and families. Let's go to Andy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, I usually agree with you guys, but I disagree with you on this one, and I agree with the guy. Okay, we don't live in a libertarian anarcho-capitalist society. We live in a de facto democratic welfare state with forced association laws and lots of public property. So if we lived in a private property society and people tried to barge in, it would be at the discretion of the property owner. And if the property owner doesn't want them on their property, then they would be justified to use violence to keep them off. Now, if a property owner wants them on their property, you know, that's their discretion, so long as they're not violating the rights of the other property owners in the region in the process. But we don't live in such a society. We live in a democratic welfare state with forced association laws and lots of public property that's...
What do you mean forced association?
Appropriated from the... I'm talking about anti-discrimination laws. If you want to discriminate against people, you can't do it in our society. So if I say, hey, I want to discriminate, I don't want to rent to this person because I'm a bigot or whatever, or I don't want to bake a cake for a gay... because I'm a bigot and I don't like gays, then the government can come in and force you to do it. It can force you to rent property to people that you don't want to, or sell to people that you don't want to.
I've also heard people say that because they might have a neighbor that's a different ethnicity, that is forced association. That's why I was asking.
All right, I'm glad we had the clarification there. But okay, and you're right. This is not a free society,
there's really no... either way, like if you're saying that the people should come in, that's forced association, and it's also saying that people should be able to use the...
Allowing people to come into a place is not forced association at all. But hang on, Andy, I'll bring it back here, and you can make your point clearer here in moments. I don't know what you just said there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you got time, stick with us, because I want to hear more about, you know, what it is that you want to see happen here. Do you want a police state? Is that okay? As long as you've got a big government elsewhere, you should make it bigger. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.